We've got friend of the show, Rin, on the line and music correspondent. Rin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Another week.
Yes.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Having a good morning so far. Just was catching up on some headlines this morning before we had a chat. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Tell us what's been happening in the music world.
I think the biggest one, the most notable thing that's been happening is probably the Coachella. I don't even want to say controversy because I don't think it should be controversial at all. But Kneecap, their Coachella set, they were very had some very pro-Palestine messaging.
Yeah, they projected F Israel, free Palestine.
Yeah. Yes, they did. And they also spoke on the US government's involvement in the genocide, which is, it shouldn't be huge, but, it sparked some controversy. Sharon Osbourne has called for their visas to be revoked.
I think it's pretty good to bring Coachella back to what its roots were when Pearl Jam started a concert against Ticketmaster price gouging, and it was a real sort of people's festival, and I feel like Kneecap brings it back to that sort of feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I think their response to what she said was that she should listen to War Pigs, which is...
I was going to ask, is it that Sharon Osbourne?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Sharon Osbourne. And they were just like, have you actually ever heard your husband's music? A lot's happened since that. They're being investigated by counter-terror police in the UK, which is, again, like... Pretty wild that a band calling for the end of a genocide and speaking out against the genocide are the ones being investigated by counter-terror police. But this is the world that we live in at the moment. They've also split ways. They've with their booking agent, which was Independent Artist Group, and this. Like, again, wild that they're called Independent Artist Group and they represent artists like Billy Joel and Metallica and Mary J. Blige, which is definitely not independent artists, but they have split ways with Kneecap after the controversy as well. The so-called controversy. So wild to say that you're upset about a genocide, but yeah. They, in a statement, said, "We believe we have an obligation to use our platform when we can to raise the issue of Palestine, and it was important for us to speak out at Coachella as the USA is the main funder and supplier of weapons to Israel as they commit genocide in Gaza."
And as far as I'm aware, only that my housemate made me watch the Lady Gaga set, but as far as I'm aware, there was no other artist that spoke out about Palestine on the Coachella stage, or am I wrong?
Well, very briefly, there was a band called Blonde Redhead, which they said something. Green Day changed one of their song lyrics.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, to say the kids in Palestine. Amy from Amel and the Sniffers briefly mentioned Palestine. Did Bob Dylan play Coachella?
Not sure.
Bob Dylan is like another band from the UK that have been like really, really outspoken about Palestine. There's a few people that are talking about it and a few people that,
So I think since we'd last checked up with you and everything that was going on in the music world, there's been an ever so slight and a not enough increase, but more people have started talking about it and musicians have felt more comfortable at least have been forced to by their fan bases to address the situation, the genocide that's going on in Gaza. Is that how you feel? Or
I mean, I think so. I also feel like maybe there's a little bit of an air of like is it too late to say something if they haven't said something yet? I don't know. It's very tricky, and it's very, it feels like unprecedented or something, where there's just this one particular issue. There seems to be such a block for people to talk about it, and I think it's because of the, I don't know, maybe it's because of the influence of the mainstream media and the just how that kind of narrative has been pushed, that if you're pro-Palestine, it means that you're anti-something else, and maybe that's kind of gotten into people's heads, I'm not sure, but I also feel like it's kind of, I mean, people probably don't want to hear it, but I feel like it's kind of an act of white supremacy to not be speaking about Palestine at the moment. And if you are an artist that has a platform and you are white and you have remained silent, that's kind of to not interrogate why you've stayed silent, to not interrogate how you've got the platform that you have and the privilege that you have is kind of, I think it's important for people to think about and to, like, call it what it is, because it's white supremacy.
Especially if you consider yourself a radical or alternative musician, I think it's imperative for you to really be about what you speak about, or at least what you present to your audience.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, it kind of goes beyond what kind of artist that you want to be. It's what kind of human being do you want to be in the world? And I feel like, I've spoken about this before, but it's not just that you're being silent, it's that you're giving the green light for every person that follows you to be silent as well. And there is a responsibility that comes with having a platform. I think that people need to step up and need to recognise the platform and the power that they have and the influence that they have. And if people look up to you as an artist and you're showing, like, you have to set an example, I think.
And with the way that the media has been reporting on it, and the things that the Israeli government has been committing, I mean, you'll only be ever more justified for speaking out. And there's nothing to be afraid of in that sense, because, I mean, in the kneecap example, what were they talking about? That it was Thatcherism that made the display so outrageous, and they didn't even want to mention Palestine.
Yeah, I mean, originally it was like the Daily Mail and I think the Independent headlines were just saying kneecap were controversial because they were doing an anti-Thatcher chant. But they weren't mentioning the pro-Palestine messaging at all. And then I think it snowballed a bit. And so there's been like a lot of, it's been in the media a lot and like even like on like mainstream television in the US. So I think it's kind of become too hard to ignore or too hard to pretend it's like kind of gone in a different way where now they're being called like terrorists and, yeah, pretty wild.
Yeah, crazy. Rin, thank you so much for dropping in and filling us in on the music news. I mean, people can go check out your stuff. You're doing a lot of things still. I mean, your song String's still fundraising for Para.
Fundraising for Para, also working with a family in Gaza at the moment, trying to raise funds for them. There's like a link in my Instagram bio if anyone wants to donate.
Showing that musicians can and should do more and leading by example. Thanks, Rin. Thanks very much for stopping in.
Thank you, Toby.
Thanks, Rin.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. Good morning.
Bye.